road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
The Breakfast Club continues this morning on News Talk 1450 KFIZ, and I'm real excited to bring in Russell Hannon, the ultra-economical travel expert from the website as well, BreakTheTravelBarrier.com, because everybody likes to travel, but they don't like to spend basically a year's salary, and hopefully Russell's the guy that can come in and help us do that. Mr. Hannon, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Wade. Thank you for having me.
Now, I was telling you a little bit off the air, we've decided with our family that, they have so many different toys, so many different things. We want to build their development, I guess, with experience and travel. And, you know, like a lot of people, you think about traveling and you think, oh my goodness, it's going to cost an arm and a leg to go where we want to go. But what you're telling me is that I can travel and it won't bust my wallet?
Well, you know what? The analogy I have truly is, if a local doesn't have to pay it, there is a way for you to get around it. And no, you don't have to, what I tell people is, you don't have to sell your home, quit your job, or leave your life to have a travel lifestyle. You just have to understand that there are some ways to find economical options that are as economical to living at home. So what I do is, actually, I've got a lean management designation, and just a little bit about me before we get into stuff is, I used to feel I couldn't afford to travel much. I'd hold myself to one big trip a year, and like something you were telling me a little bit earlier just before the show is, I'd spend months saving up for that one big trip, and I'd get back and spend a few more months paying off the balance. And I'll never forget one trip I came back in the early cell phone days. I had a $2,100 cell phone roaming bill. Mm-hmm. So I made the mistake at that time of just thinking that travel was inherently expensive. And ironically, in my day job, my responsibility was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. So that's lean management. And I said to myself, there's got to be a way I can use this to travel more and spend less. And fast forward 10 years, I've taken probably about a dozen free trips, and I visited a lot of the world's most expensive city for basically the local cost of living. So, I'm excited to tell you how I did that and how you can do that as well.
Well, Russell, how do you do, I'm just going to ask you, how do you do that, and is it a lot of work? Because some people might think, oh, I can save a lot of money, but it's going to take me forever to figure out how to make this happen. Is it not that hard just to have to know where to go?
Well, you know what? There's mountains of travel advice out there and so many websites. I think a lot of people just feel confused or don't really know where to go, and because you could easily make it a full-time job planning for mm-hmm. a vacation. So of all that great travel advice, just the missing link often is, how can you pull it all together to quickly find the best and most economical option for you? So how do you get the free or lowest priced flight? How do you finding a free place to stay? How do you get around roaming fees, luggage fees, and keep your costs within your at-home spending budget? So if you can have a system that just shows you step-by-step how to do all that, then it is feasible. So with that said, is most travelers actually spend about five times more than they need to while traveling, because travel is an industry that charges on average five times the local cost of living. If you take the average three-star hotel, for example, it goes for maybe $150 a night compared to a one-bedroom apartment down the street that rents out for $900 a month or $30 a night. You can see sometimes just by renting an apartment, you can get by at a fraction of the cost of staying in hotels.
Sure, and that's the case too. You know, obviously you said people just have to kind of know where to look. And what are some of the biggest things that people can look for? You talked about lodging and things like that, but say if I want to go a trip anywhere, is it hard to find, is what I'm trying to say, those types of places to stay? I mean, how hard is it? Do you just have to Google search the city, or what's the best way for somebody to even start?
Well, you know what? The key thing is just to have a few select channels to tap into, and just starting with websites, is there is no one single website that will give you the best price every time, but there are a few websites that return better prices more often on average than others. One of them is hipmunk.com. That's chipmunk without the C, hipmunk.com, skyscanner.com, and kayak.com. So I always recommend that anytime you're planning a trip is to run your search through all three of them, cherry pick the one that has the best price. Now, just something to be careful of is, it's been found on occasions that searches run on Mac computers.
Okay.
Have at times been found to return slightly higher fares than identical searches run at the same time on Windows computers. And some of the theory behind this is that websites can see what sort of computer you're logging in from. And some companies have theories that people with Mac computers may have more disposable income, which is a total overgeneralization, but there have been cases, you can Google that and see that there have been some cases where that's been identified. So what I suggest is once you find the best price on one of those three websites, there's a number of websites that offer best price guarantees that will match the best price that you found. And so on top of that, we'll even offer you a credit for a future flight or a night spent in a hotel just to lure you away from that original bid that you're looking at. So, for example, a few airlines that offer a $100 credit in addition to a price match are Alaska Airlines, Delta, JetBlue, and United.
Okay, now, is there a way, you mentioned airlines here, is there a way to get around? I know I'm sitting here, I don't want to be putting my bag on a scale and things like that because now there are so many regulations. Are there ways to get around like the baggage fees and things like that that you just nickel and dime you at the airport these days?
Well, you know what? There's actually four ways you can get around luggage fees. So you can pick the one that's best for you. Now, not many people know about this first one, but you can actually get a luggage jacket from jacktogo.com. So this is actually a bag, and you can use it for your suitcase, but it actually unravels into a jacket. So when you get on the plane, you unravel it and put it on, and it's actually your suitcase that has everything in it. So for men, it looks like a big trench coat, and for women, they even have versions that are big poofy dresses. So as long as you don't bring liquids or anything sharp, you can use that as your suitcase and just walk right on with it. And then when you get on the plane, you fold it back up into a bag.
We're talking with Russell Hannon here this morning, BreakTheTravelBarrier.com, giving you some tips on saving money as you travel and enjoy the great world that's out there. Now, you sound like a guy that's been around. Are there some crazy things, Russell, that you've done to save money on trips that you have made?
Yes, probably not all I'd want to say on the radio.
Okay.
One that I did, I wouldn't do it now, but a few years back, I was planning a bachelor party for some friends in Las Vegas, and I got there a day before all the guys. So I didn't want to pay for that first night for the hotel on my own, so actually I got there the Friday night around 9 p.m., and a lot of those big resorts have a concierge service, and they'll actually put your bag into stowage. They'll check it in for free, so I did that. Went out that night with some people I'd met on the plane and had an early breakfast till 4 o'clock in the morning, and then what I did was the spa opens at 6 a.m. and just turns out they have a nap room. So I just paid a day pass to go to the spa, $40, and went in and they gave me a nice big plush robe and flip-flops. And then I slept in the nap room for 7 hours, got up, got my bag, met my friends, and I got to stay at, it was at the Venetian, actually. I got to stay there for a night for a fraction of what it would have cost in a hotel.
Sure. Russell, what about if somebody wants to just get a weekend getaway and they're not traveling? You mentioned that trip you're trying to save money up for, all you to take. What about if I just want to go on a 1 or 2 day trip somewhere? Are there ways I can save money on that too and do it as cheap as possible?
Well, you know, there's a few things that you can do any weekend, anywhere that you're going in the U.S. If you're going to see some monuments or going on a little road trip, one little trick that I have is a lot of people are signed up to e-couponing newsletters, so they get coupons for their hometown. And what you do is a week before your trip, you just switch your hometown to the destination you'll be visiting, and then you start getting all kinds of coupons for the destinations that you're going to be visiting, and these coupons usually target locals. Something else is there are about 6 weeks a year, and one of them's coming up in April, where all 400 national parks waive all the fees, so they're free to visit. And that's everything from Olympic National Park all the way to Acadia National Park in Maine. So their website, it's the U.S. National Parks Service. They've got a page for free admission. You can go to it, and it'll show you the exact weekends where you can go to any national park that includes the Grand Canyon or Yellowstone without having to pay to get in.
Now, Russell, your website, BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. If people go there, they can find a lot of different tips and even sign up for an email newsletter or some information that can kind of help them travel at a very economical rate.
Yeah, there's a free guide, How to Beat the Best Online Fare Every Time, Every Flight. Shows you step-by-step how to do that using some of the principles that we discussed a while ago and more. There's also a blog that'll show you how to never pay roaming fees again. It gives you all your options when you're traveling so that you can always get around roaming fees.
Just, again, some final things before I let you go, Russell, is everybody should be able to travel on an economical budget. Just a matter of finding out where, correct?
That's correct. There's so much information out there. It's just a matter of having the information you need to be able to travel for the local cost of living. And like I said earlier, if a local doesn't have to pay it, there's always a way for travelers to get around it.
All right, Russell, again, I invite everyone to go to breakthetravelbarrier.com. I've actually signed up for the information that you had offered on your website, and I'm going to get an email because we're going to try to take two or three trips a year here with my family, and obviously I'd like to do it as best I can. Again, you got a book coming out as well, Russell?
Yes, that's right. In June, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less, has all the travel advice you need to travel five times more in the same budget, pull off free trips every year, and have a travel lifestyle.
Sounds good. I invite everybody again to check out the website, breakthetravelbarrier.com. Russell Hannon, thank you so much for joining us, and happy travels.
The pleasure's all mine. Happy travels to you, Wade.